So we'll try to learn a little bit the halachas of tzedek. The mefoshim klar shaila. What is the chefze of the melacha of tzedek? If the pshat in tzedek is that I took away the freedom from the animal, even if the animal did not come to my reshus, but I was shoylel chirusoy. And the lashon, when you learn hilchos tzedek, the lomdim, it's called nitzoid me'alme. Oidilme, the chefze of tzedek is that I bought it to my place. So these are the two tzedodim. Other the pshat is nitzoid me'alme. The ikur is that I took it away from the veld. Or the ikur is achnosa lirshusai. Also there could be, it has to be both. Has to be also nitzoid me'alme and also balirshusai. I will explain the nafkaminis a little bit so we'll understand. The mashal is a big swimming pool with a fish inside. And I take a rock, stone, and I throw it on the fish, and it lands on the fish. The fish goes to the bottom, now the fish can't move. But I can't get there. I was over Yisrael Tzeder or not. He's nitzoid me'alme. He was free, now he's not free anymore. But I didn't get the fish. I didn't manage to bring the fish to me. I managed to be nitzoid me'alme. One of Kamina. Second of Kamina, Fakelpio. A person, Lamazogan, he has a beautiful zoo. He has the department of the lions. He chaps a lion and he puts it in the lion place. It's exactly what he needs. Fakelpio, zoos, if it's a little gold, it's not a chosh of a zoo, yeah? Choshev Zuz that the lion could jump and he has place. But this is exactly what I need. I need a lion to take him from the jungle and put him in this place. This is exactly what I need. So I bought him to where I need him to be. Klapei the lion, he's free. No one could catch him now in that big cave that he is, in a big place that he is, he could run around. This doesn't have a shir tzeder. For sure, if I pick him up and I put him, when he's in my hands, he's in my hands. I chase him from the jungle into this big place that I built for him. And I will explain. What is the bold of tzeder? I want to eat an animal. I made a tzeder. I want to have a lion in this place. So I get exactly what I need to get. But the lion doesn't feel that he lost his freedom. It's called Seder or not? The Maaseh today I found two letters that Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that it's poshut that it's not Seder. It's poshut that it's not Seder. The third shaila we will have, this will be very nagia Lemaaseh, this we will speak a lot about later, the halachas Lemaaseh that we'll try to learn today. A person has a box, we call today a garbage bag. His mother asked him to take down the garbage bag. Or to take it to the backyard, the places we're allowed to move it in Shabbos. But the problem is that Baruch Hashem in the garbage there's a lot of choshev flies are flying around. When he closes the bag, the mice of the flies get caught inside. So it's safe. Yeah, you're not allowed to close the bag. We'll see. Aloch. We'll see, we'll have the same problem in screens. You learn Shabbos, you want to close down the trees. There's a lot of mosquitoes and flies are in the window, yeah? They want to come into the house. Baruch Hashem, the glass doesn't let them. But you can see they're dancing. And God said, my mamish, Now when you take down the trees, they stay in between the trees and the same thing the opposite. You know, you have a fly, he's disturbing you, you chase him, he goes to the window, but there's a screen. But you just close the window, now he's stuck in between the window and the screen. So some cases for sure also on Shabbos. But some cases the matzav is motne. You're right that the fly is stuck in between the trees and the beautiful window, or in between the window and the screen. But if you will try to open the window and get the fly, I'm promising you will never manage to get it. No chance. But who's the guy that managed to catch him like that, yeah? But you can't get the fly. So the fly now, the mice is stuck. He's mamish like a sandwich in between the window and the screen. He's going up and down. He doesn't know where to run. He's nitzed legamri. But you can get him. We'll see. We'll go to Alochas Mesuda. This is the third shaila. The fourth shaila is the Machlekes of Shulchan Aruch and Rebbe Eliashiv. If you're allowed to tzad, they call it a turtle in Shabbos. It was a turtle. You're allowed to pick him up in Shabbos or not? Forget about Mukhtar. You see one on the street, you want to take him. You're allowed to or not? Push it here or push it not?
Without
Mukhtar. Without Mukhtar. Well, let's make a better guy to say the Mukhtar. You're allowed or you're not allowed? What do you think? Don't look at me like that.
You want him in that piece?
What?
He's trapped and you want him at most of them.
He's not trapped from the world. Well, no, before you pick him up.
No, after you pick him up, he's trapped.
No, for sure, he's trapped. I'm allowed to pick him up. Could be he's anywhere. So could he? What is the vote? The Maizah, he's Nitzel Voimer. He's not free. He's here. I can get him already, yeah? Nitzad Sheni. He felt free before. He could have walked to the whole world. Now he can. It's more like, yeah, turtles are not so much motzi. Once a week you find one, once in 2 weeks you find one. But ants, you have ants in the house, you want to sweep the floor and pick up the ants. You're allowed to or not? The ants go very slow, you could sweep them up, it's no problem. You sweep them, you put them in the garbage, and you throw away the garbage. You're allowed to sweep them and put them inside the shovel or not. It's the Gehle Meise. Shmuzam will hold you allowed to, but Yashiv holds it's the Gehle. The Igletal has a suffix if it's Tzede and dead fish. Now, the same kind of Shaila. The dead fish, he doesn't have freedom. But he's in the water, I can't get him. I have to take a net or something to catch them. So you could argue and say that something that doesn't have a life is not tzede. Yeah, that's for sure. If you have maybe to be boira, but not tzede. If you have inside the water plays a spoon, yeah, and you try to catch it, it's not tzede. Maybe it's boira. So you have to know what was the tzad of the igletal that the shaykh tzede, the doggy macy. But that we're not learning now. But the state in the igletal l'chure that the chefze of tzede is not to take away me'alme, it's to bring to myself. So I want a little bit, we'll try to go over some of the alochas, alocha l'maysa that is began tzede, and through that, we'll touch a little bit the Chakiras. The Shulchan Aruch and Shin Tet Zayin, this is the Halachas of Tzede. Shulchan Aruch Paskens, it's a Gemara in Shabbos. Hatzot Tzipo Dror Lemigdor Shul Nitzot. Tzipo Dror is a little bird, it's like brown birds that are running around. There is only Tzede if you really catch it to a small little cave. But if you tzad it, or you put it in the house, the bird could run around inside the house. It doesn't help. A big bird, in the house, you could catch it. The shiur is chad shichya, the Gemara says. That you could jump and get it. So the halacha is like this. Tzipor dror only lemigdol yuchay. Shar tzipoirim labais. Now, so what halacha we know is that the raisa tzeide has to be to a place that you could get it right away after you put it inside you. Midarabonon, but you're not allowed to be tzad the tzipor dror even to the bais. This is the din of Shulchan Aruch, it's a Gemara in Perek HaOireg in Shabbos. Hatzod tzipor dror lamigdol means like a small little cave as often birds, yichayim. Labais, you put Ravalosu. Shar tzipoyim labais chay. So for sure, Bashkof HaRishon, you think about this halacha. You say, oh, tzipor dror to a small place, yichayim. To a big place, potu ravalosu. L'chaura, a big place, it's nitzoid me'alme, the bird is not free anymore, but it's not in my hands. That is the Ashkofa HaRishoyno. And to say that midoiraisa it's mutar, midarabonon it's osu. Yeah. The ones that will not want to be mekabel, that this is the pshat and the chakire, they will answer that the tzipoir, droy, and the bais, while she could run around, she's not called Niso in Ma'alme. So these are two ways how to learn this halacha de Rabbanan. If the pshat is that the deraisa zok nitzoid, not only Ma'alme, nitzoid to me, the male, if it's in a big place, it's not called nitzoid to me, even that it's nitzoid Ma'alme, or do not. If a zeivai that it's big, the bird has a place. I mean, this everyone is masking. If I will take a bird and I will put him instead of in America in Eretz Yisrael, they can't fly over the water. Yeah. So there's no. I didn't do nothing. Yeah. America is a little bit bigger from Eretz Yisrael, but for the bird, it doesn't make a difference. That little big. So these are the two tzdodi. Now. One aloche. Second aloche. Midoy reise, you only chayev im yesh beminoy nitzoit. If not, it's only osu midarabon. So these are two aloches. Im ein beminoy nitzoit, derabon. If it's in a big place, it's also derabon. Now, there's a big argument, legabi de isu derabonon. What would be if the bird, for example, will take Moshe? You have Lamazong and a bird in your house. It's in the dining room. It's flying all over the house, making the oil crazy. It goes into the kitchen, you close the door of the kitchen. Now you want it to be in the kitchen. In the kitchen, you also can't catch it. But before, it was in the house. But it had the whole house. Now it only has a kitchen. Is it Isu de Rabbanon or not? Shemazalman time is that not. Again, some wanted to be toilet in the Lomdus and say like this. If the gather of the Isu de Rabbanon is to do Nitzoid me'alme, even if it's not Nitzoid me'meni, this bird already was Nitzoid me'alme. So then, for sure, Mishum Azavan is right. But if the gather is that midarabonon, stop it, midarabonon, midaraisit, say this gets to me. No, the alma, not. Kozman, it's open, it's called that, and it's in my alma. But midarabonon, it's nirikit seder. Yeshli, stop it. Maybe it's only nirikit seder from the street to a house. But from a bigger house to a smaller house, mechateis. Some will say, svoras vakel. Lemaisa da achroa is that it's muta. Even that the Biur Aloha had a suffix, if you're allowed to bring a bird into a house, even if you don't close the window. Lemaisa, the bird, not every time runs out. But Ushmuzama Lemaisa says that that is muta. So Lemaisa, that Aloha Lemaisa, the motion of the bird is in the kitchen, in the dining room and you want to push it to the kitchen and close it in the kitchen, you're allowed to. Zog the Mishneh Berurah, what you do lemaise, this is very negaya, which will start the way the Mishneh Berurah tells it, a bird comes into the house. Not a tzipor dror, a bird. That came into the house. Now the bird is yesh b'minoy nitzoy, but the tzipor dror in the house is big. So he said you're not allowed to close the door because it's a issur derabbanan. But you're very cold, you want to close the window. You're allowed to or not? Dainu, is it Seyde de Rabbonon? But you're closing the window not because you want to catch the bird, because you're cold. You're allowed to or you're not allowed to? You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. Zog the Mishneh Berurah, you're allowed to. Why? Kevon the ein boitzedem in the reise, afal gav the ave psikreishe b'derabono, it's mutter. Now, the Mephoshim are not clear why the Chofetz Chaim was matir, but the Chofetz Chaim was matir. If the bird comes into the house and you're cold, you're allowed to close the window. But if it's a tzeda d'oraisa, then you're not allowed to close the window, even if you're cold. So if you're not talking Nisim Karelitz, even that I saw some poskim say not like that, that if a cat comes into the house, in a place that she can't run away, you're not allowed to close the door. You know, we're not talking on a cat that anyway lives in the house that then has no say in these kind of cats. But a stamp cat came into the house. You can't close the door. Again, sometimes the Metziah says that even if you close the door, you can't catch the cat. It's weiter ein b'minei nitzer. So now I want first to go to the halachas that are very motzui and this halacha. La'oir this halacha. So a person has a window with a screen and there's flies on the screen. And it's cold, the wind is coming in, he wants to close the window. But he knows if he's closing the window, will be flies in between the window and the screen. You're allowed to do it. Why? I'm not doing it for tzeda. Now, lechura here, we'll see later, it's called that the flies are caught. It's not called, we'll spoke later, but we'll see later, Mishneh Berurah holds that it's called that the flies are caught inside. So what is that? The Torah says, here it's the Rabbanon for a different reason. Why is it the Rabbanon? Because it's ein b'minoy nitzot. People don't tzad flies. So while it's a derabonon, it's a ein miskaven. So the Mishneh Berurah was matir. We have to know, normally, secretion by the derabonon, we're not matir stand by ein miskaven. But here the Mishneh, we have a chofetz chayim. So if it's cold, when I say pasuk in the Shmiras Shabbos kilchoso, if it's cold, you're allowed to close the screen. And the same thing, Lemoshel, if you have to sleep by night and the light is disturbing you, also you're allowed to, even though it's not mamish tzar guf, but you're also allowed to. But But if it's not b'mokim tzal, and you still want to close it, then that is not sufficient. Also, lots of kol balechaim shu b'shabes u'biyontem. כאשר נמצא עם זבובים על הרשס, מותר לסגור את החלון, אם אומנם אין כוונוסוי לצד את הזבובים, אלא כוונוסוי שהרוח והגשם לא יקונצו לתוך הבית. But, זאת בשמיר השבס, if you're doing it because fakert, you see the flies on the screen, and you don't want them to come back into the room. You chase into the screen and you close the window. Then you're over Yisrud HaRabah. Even that you're doing it, it's Melocha Sheyitzricha LeGufo, because you don't want the flies, you just want them not to be here, but that is also Midarabah. The only matir, im ein kavanosu l'tzedas azvuri. Lav davkin has to be that it's Mokim Tzar. We have the header, im ein kavanosu l'tzedas atzipoir, elo shelo yikones hakoir, the mishnebrura was mad. So the Mishnah Shabbat says, if I close the window, because I don't want the rain, the wind to come in, or I close the trees because I don't want the sun to come in, it's a chidush. Even so, we could be martyr. No, you don't want the flies. What? But you're not doing it for you. Why? You're not doing it for that. You're right, that could be you gaining, but it's not the matar. We have this psikreishin that nichale or loy nichale doesn't make a difference to us, the maise. We pass the psikreishin as us, even psikreishin loy nichale. Chofetz Chaim was matir because ain't kavanoso l'tzeido b'lo de rabbono. Why take it? They bring down Rav Nissi wants to learn pshat. That val is not mekaven. Say the Gemara, it's not a say the Gemara, so the Mele, it's not clear what. It's a great show, but the Leech Bodle, the Mokim Tzar. You have to know really, because Be'etzem, I'm saying, the Vikuach is Take, the Chofetz Chaim said that it's Muto. Now, we Shaila is, why the Chofetz Chaim said that it's Muto? Rav Nissim Karelitz brings down in the Chut Hashoni, because Lemaise, it's not Mamash Tzedet, Kilo not be, the way Rav Nissim Karelitz was Mashma, he would not be Matir and flies, only in a bird that he doesn't see a real Maise Tzedet there. It's only a Gzeire de Rabbonon, Shenirek Tzedet. Kshayinu Miskaven. Vashayin, some say that the Heter was Beikir Tzar, Bepsigreshid, and Anichalim, and the Rabbonon. But ain't no one of Divrei Hashmir Shabbos kiil choso. The lemaisa he was matir. So again, he said rain and wind. But I remember when I lived in 20 years ago, I remember that he was masking that you also allowed to close down the trees if you don't want the sun. It doesn't have to be dafka tzare de gufa. He wanted to say that it's mutter. But if you're doing it because you don't want the flies to come into the house, or you want to catch them there, mishuma, then it's also. Then it's also. Now, we have another case. Lo yatzir lemoshal, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, maybe we'll go to the next case and then we'll have. So, Lamoshal, a lot of times it happens in a house, in a room, I think they call them morts, something like that. But it's brown flies. Morts. So a lot of times you open a closet and you see the moth goes in. You know, it never happened to any house. North America, they have moths. You have them. Now you're allowed to close the closet or not? You leave the closet open the whole Shabbos. Say them.
You don't want their anthem to fly.
You don't want them. You don't want them. What you could do?
If you had them to fly, then it won't be a problem. If
you
had them to fly, then what room have they?
If what?
If you had them to fly around in the closet.
We have to see. But again, you would send them to a place. So if the closet is big, that after that, so we said there's no difference really, you can't catch him. But if we'll say that it's cold, that he's closed, even though right when I open, he runs away, but I'll be a small man living inside the closet, I will manage to catch him. So you can't close it. It's obsecration. It's ein b'mila nitzoit. It's ein b'mila nitzoit. Aber l'chure, that we see, that ein b'mila nitzoit, and it's not cold, is no heter. To do a tzeder de rabbonon, be'ein b'mila nitzoit. We have to have a heter. I'm doing it because it's cold, because the rain, because the light. Has to be epis amokim tzar that the Mishneh Berurah was matir. So why? And I will explain. I said this is better. One of the problems that we have, the Mishneh Berurah brings down the halacha. From that, this is one of the main halachas in Hilchos Shabbos. I learned out from here. The Rambam says yesh li izor shel lisgo teva ktano. If you have a little box, don't close it. If it flies inside, the avim secretion. V'yesh makilim b'mokim shim yiftach hakli yivrechu mishom. That's a tool. The af al gav, the Gemara says also, because the zvuvim, the roif katnusom, when you open it, they will run away. והבח פוסק כדי הראשון. ועל כן יש להפריח את הזבובים. If you mistupik of the deer, you're allowed to open. My zvuvim is ein b'midam nitzoyim, and I'm closing the box, not because I'm trying to catch flies. I want to close my box. So, here we have the halacha, that I'm not allowed to close. Now, we're going back to the trees. Because when a person is closing the trees, or he's closing the window, he's doing tzeder. Shteit, you're not allowed to. Shteit, Mishneh Berurah, you're not allowed to. I'm not allowed to close the closet. So before we spoke, if I'm closing the trees or the window because I don't want the flies to come in, not for sure, it's also gomel. But if I'm closing it because, now, we have a Mishneh Berurah that said that in the bird, I'm allowed to close the house because I'm closing it because I don't want to be cold. So we have three cases. A case that I'm closing because I want to have the fly stuck in between the window and the blind. Possible. I'm cold. I don't. There's no Mishneh Berurah. It's a Shmir Shabbos that I'm allowed to. The Mishneh Berurah spoke about a bird in a house. Now, what come without the Rebbe the Shmir Shabbos, we would say, a bird in a house, that it's a Tzeder de Rabbonon. Maybe deer, when it's cold, the Mishneh Berurah was matir. But a fly in between the screen and the window, even when it's closed, who said I'm allowed to? Deer, the tzein is a tzein gemura. It's a derabanan because ein b'mina nitzen. Zog the Rebbe the Shmir Shabbos kit chosov, I'm allowed to. Here from Shmuel Zalman Auerbach. Ruf nun ches. Ayin sim machine to zayin Mishneh Berurah, sif kotin hay. Ayin. I'm telling you that it's the same thing. Now, so if we will answer that it's because it's tzar, so it has to be taka, that you're doing it because you're cold, you don't want the rain to come in. Who said that you could do it because you don't want the light to come in? Who said it's cold or tzar? Can't fall asleep in the afternoon. Not mamish tzar aguf. Yeah, Amir le'akum, mokim tzar, you're allowed to when it's cold, yeah? No one says you're allowed to tell the akum to close the light. Last week, after the Shabbos, came over to me a yid. He thinks he's considered a Talmid Chochem, yeah? And he wanted a heter to tell the goy to close the light. So I said, Amir le'akum, meremiza, you're allowed to. Not to do something, but to shut something, yeah? No, he says, I want to tell him first to close the light. I said, why? He says, because I have ketanim. Kotnes choyresh em v'sakone. So you're letzorech ketanim, you're allowed to. I said, letzorech ketanim, you're allowed to when it's cold. But what is the problem with the kotni? He said, but he's tired, he'll fall asleep, don't worry. And Kotman is not tired, so he's not sick. No, there'll be reactions that will kind of fall asleep by night. I don't think you could say I'm that mokum tzal.
Tzal for the parents.
Tzal for the parents. Then the parents are not choyle. It's only for the ketanim. The ketanim, the ketanim, the ketanim, the choyle. So I'm saying. I can't say mefurish, but I remember that he told me that even letzayich to close the trees you're allowed to. I have to check again, but this is what I remember that he told me, that you're allowed to. Now we're going back to the closet. And the fridge, there's a big shayla, I saw there's a big tshuva written down. Recently was a person that had like a kind of lizard in his house, and he opened the fridge and the lizard went into the fridge. And you want to know if you're allowed to close the fridge. Close the fridge, you're trapping the lizard. So he said, if you could catch the lizard, so if you could catch it in the matzah that is in the fridge, so he's a nitzot. Talmud says he could run around in the fridge. If you could run around in the fridge and you know it's cracks and shelves and you can't catch him inside the fridge, but maybe this is mamish. Be'etzem, like the case of the Mishnah Berurah legabe the bird. But again, now I'm not closing it because I'm cold. I'm closing it because I want to save the food of the fridge. They want to say it's also mutter. Again, they're learning that the Iker Chiluk is that by the Teva it's a real Maisa Tzeda. So now we go back, Ligabi the closets. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, if the closet is big, that you can't catch the fly. So here the Mishnah Berurah has a new heter. Mishnah Berurah says, So if it's trade rabbonon, you're allowed to. The trade rabbonon, you're allowed to. So here we are. So we have one Mishnah Berurah that says that you're allowed to close a big teva with flies inside because it's Treide Rabbanan. So this is the reason the Moshe, to close a room that has flies inside. So I remember when I learned Hilchos Seder, I think Shmuel Zalman even told me that a fly in a room is not even a Rabbanan. It's like a bird in a stall in America. A bird in a house is called Seder. A fly is inside the room. Maybe the big black ones that like run from side to side. That I'm a super, yeah? Man, it's enough to be realized. You're allowed to close the room on that.
Rats.
What?
Rats.
Yeah, that I never knew the name, so it's not helpful at all. Just to learn it. Like, you know, the big ones, like, not the bees. So they could be, they feel even in a room. Again, the shaila is, if you know, a lot of times you open the house and one of them comes into the house, the shaila if you're allowed to close the house. But again, if Luyu Tzul and Moshe is a window somewhere open that he's allowed, that he could come out, then for sure it's no Yisrael Tzeit. So Be'etzem, when we're learning first this halacha, we have to know that we have a stiras halachas. We have one halacha that tells us that B'mokim HaKoyr, we're allowed to close the window when we have a bird in the house, even if it's a tzedek de rabbanon. And we have another halacha that we're not allowed to close a teva that has a fly inside, even if it's a rabbanon, even if we're not mechaven. Right, that is the two halachas that we have. One is muta, one is us. And now we have to know, in our matziv, why it's muta to close it when it's cold, and it's also to do it when it's not cold. Now we know when it's Treide Rabbanon, the Mishnah Berurah was mati. It's stiras, it's kashas. But in Treide Rabbanon, the Mishnah Berurah says, Doshim is kaven, and Treide Rabbanon, you're allowed to. Now if you will say the reason he was matir, the bird, because it's a big house and it's Einu Miskaven, even if it's not cold, so why you had to say when the teva is big you're allowed to close it because it's Treide Rabbanon? So it's mashma that he didn't mean because it's big. So this is the reason the Shmirah Shabbos understood that the kavon of the Mishnah Berurah is because it's cold. The Mele, he decided that if it's cold you're allowed to close even if the flies are close to each other. So his heter is, it's Einu Miskaven Machmas HaKoich. Now the shaila is, so kilo, it's Mutter Einu Miskaven Machmas HaKoich. Or Machmas HaGeshem that will not come into the house. Don't know what it means exactly. I don't know, well, there'll be a puddle in the house. Who said that it's called Tzah? And the same thing, the shaila is legami the light. And again, so that tshuva that was written by a yid, it says that he asked Poiskim that he was matter to close the fridge for the lizard of Peter Mishnah Berurah. It's not so posher that he's right. And I'm saying, I'm shtelling this kasha because the problem is that when you will look in the Poiskim and Hilchos Seder, it's not so close that he went over this. I'll read from Ochi Shabbos. We found a different answer maybe. Seder Zvuvim. A window, you're not allowed to close them. They have a psikration. If it's holes, maybe you're allowed to. A closet. If it's a small closet, you're not allowed to. If it's a big closet, you're allowed to. Cold, not cold, just didn't bring it out, yeah? Shmir Shabbos, כשנמצא עם זבובים על הרשע של לפני החלון, מותר לסגר את החלון? Because he doesn't want. But then he doesn't say what it'll be. He says a different aloha. If you don't want the birds, the flies to come in, it's also. I pshita that it's also. Okay, we said the whole letter is because the koi. He's calling the mechadish. This is a shtikl teire that we'll see in a second. That the flies disturbing is not called mokim tzal. I don't think he brings down nowhere the aloha of kol. Told him he could add Ganovim. So the Mitzrayim is also good. What? So I'm saying it's a halacha that you have to know the Mitzrayim. We'll go weiter. Now, as another heter, and maybe that could be a lot of times a heter in closets and fridges, but it's a loch in Shulchan Aruch that in Seder de Rabbonon, Shulchan Aruch passes like this. If something is in a house, a tzipor dror is in the house, and someone opened the door, you're allowed to close it again or not? That is Shulchan Aruch paskins that you're allowed to. I'm a Mishnah Berurah. ולפי זה אם קונה עוף מחודש ועדיין לא יורגע להריב בבית בערה שנפתח הבית אבל אם הבית גודל או שהעוף כבר מורגל בבית רק איסור דרבונון יש למר כי הגב דלו יגוזרו הפסיכס הדלס אחרי שכבר ניצו קצת פעם אחס. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if you open the door and the house is big, valets de rabbonon legozru if you close it again. That is the heter. Mishnah Zaman has another heter. If you have we know that a sleeping animal is tzeda, but if the animal didn't realize you opened the door and you close it, it's muta. But that's the aloch and the bio aloch. לא יגוזרו. מי זה פרימי גודים? יש לימר כי הגב נלו יגוזרו על פסיך הסדלס אחרי שכבר ניצו את קצס פעם אחס. ואלו זה רדי ניצו את קצס פעם אחס. נו ענת גויזר. So, the Shabbos wants to say a chiddush. Again, he doesn't realize that he's saying a chiddush. He wants to say a zach chiddush. What would be the moshe if you have a mort in the closet that was already closed, you open, and you see that it's there? I mean, I had the same problem in my house. Yeah, once I was not in my house, Chas v'Shalom, but I was on vacation somewhere, and we opened the fridge and we saw some ants in the fridge. So the shayla, you'll have to close back the fridge. Say that. Okay, so we didn't get into the machlekes of Zama or Beliashi if it's say then ants or not. Now, but the shayla is, if it's tzeder or not, the halacha is if you do tzeder, you have to open it in Shabbos. Moshe, in a blind, you're not allowed to close. If you did it, you have to open it right away the window. So what do you do? So in a fridge, mistameh, and I don't know, mistameh for the ants, it's like a big house, yeah? I mean, there's a lot of problems to explain it, but I think it's pushing. That we have to understand what does it say in the ant, but for sure to close a door and a fridge by the ant, for sure. So, but he says on them, while it's only the rabbonon, came and shikvar hoyon nitzah, you're allowed to close the closet. So what if a person, he opened a window, it happens a lot of times. Oh, it's a lot of flies, you close it right back. Never happened to you? In the summer when you go to Ragonus, yeah? So you open a window, and you see it was full of flies. You want to rush to close it back. L'chua, you're doing tzeder. So maybe, again, you could have argued that this whole heter is only in a house. That's not a real tzeder. It's going back to the same argument. So b'meila legozu, but a tzeder gmura, but he decided to be medamet. That is going to be answer to the whole vikuach that we have here, and ikaradovo, if it's a problem or not. So he says that he thinks that it's only in a fridge, and a closet with a mort. But he says he thinks when his flies clap in the house, when you open it, it's called that they're completely open. Nothing is left of the tzeder. When it's something inside the closet, so you're right, it's a big closet, he's in the same matzah. He says when the window is open, clapping the flies, he feels that it's oish tzeder and ganzen, and mainly you can't close it again. You can't be soymich to mitzaref to close this thing again. That is his time. Maybe we'll go one more aloch. So Reb Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach Lemaise, he wanted a paskin that ants, there's no tzeder in ants bichlal. And it's muto lekatchila. Shabbos kilchoso. Brings down from Shlomo Zalman le'inyan nemolim. Kevin shebenokel efshar lekachton ve'in darkom livroach en bohem isur tzeder. Rabbi Eliashiv holds it's a tzeder gemura. While they're free, and you're taking away the freedom, the gemura says tzvi shovur. There's no tzeder midoraisa. The Rabbi Eliashiv says the pshat that tzvi be'etzem is an animal that could go. Now he broke his leg, so he has a trap on him. So even though the tzvi shovel is going quicker from the ant to the turtle, but even so, it's us. The ant is free. That is the freedom he has. You take away his freedom. So the fear of Eliashiv, you have to know the metzias. It's a big argument. So the moshe, you're sweeping the floor as an ant on the floor. You're allowed to sweep in Shabbos or not? Shem Zalman says you're allowed to. Rabbi Eliashiv, who holds you're not allowed to. You put it inside the garbage. Sometime, I don't know, I'm a stupid about it. I never have, I learned it with a lot of Talmid HaChomim. Sometimes that when it's on the shovel, it's not tzeder. What if you stay like this with the shovel? What would happen? The ant will walk and walk and walk. He will get back to the floor. If you catch the ant, now he's catched. He can't move away. When you put him on the shovel, the shaila if it's called that he's caught or not. Bussies is a food inside. Don't worry.
In the garbage itself, he's caught.
He's not caught in the garbage. Leave the garbage open. He could climb out and go. If you take out the garbage, he's from the frog. He also could go out from the green.
And he's tied up.
So you tie up, you can't tie in Shabbos anyway. I was waiting someone will have that mistake, yeah? But, yeah, I'm not going one tie up. What?
So you can't make one single.
Some stomach eventually could come out, I don't know. I'm just saying the shaila. Is it sad to say no? You catched him, now he's in your hands. You're right, if you will stand like this and you will let him to come out, so I'm saying, Lefira B'Shemazalman, you're allowed to. The shaila is, what you do Lefira B'Liashi? What I understood B'Liashi holds, you're not allowed to swim. Again, the original one, they asked B'Liashi, they asked if you're allowed to catch a turtle without the shaila from Mukta. That I'm asking. The minute you catch a turtle and he's doing with his four legs like that, then he's chapped. Now he's chapped. But when the shaila is, when the ant is shoveled on the shovel, how to look at it? To look at it that he's catched, and the swallow say, he's caught. You're catching him now, you took him now. Now he's not free. You could take him to where you want. He's in your hands. He's inside the garbage bag. He's by you now. Especially when you hold out the garbage bag, yeah? He's by you now. Other night, the way I understood from the Talmidim for Rabbi Eliashiv that he held that not only catching the ant mamash, like holding on to him, when he meant that it's Seder and the ants, he didn't mean only closing them in the bag, he meant even shoveling him in the shovel. It's called that it's a mice Seder. Shem Zaman holds that it's not. But the suffix is more, sometimes you have these animals that really are running very quick. And when you put him in the shovel, could be you can't even catch him. But you could just, you know, you could play with the shovel that he doesn't, he can't run away from you. But notice, again, a mice, a local mice on Shabbos. You have such an animal in the house, it's disturbing you. You want it a juke, yeah. You want to take him away. Yeah? So you put him in a shovel. If you were trying to catch him in the shovel, could be you can't catch him. But you just like, you know, you're just bumping him the whole time. You're not letting him till you run out with him. But dear, I could hear maybe a swallow that you take it, don't have a control on him when he's inside the shovel. Yeshli, stop it. Yeshli, stop it. But that could be a Yisud Eiraisa. That could be a Yisud Eiraisa. Now, it's another halacha, it's really late, but it's another halacha and say that it's a lot of halachas. But that kol she'einoi pore verove is no tzeder deiraisa. So the Gemara says lice are eino pore verove is no tzeder. Now the shaila is that science today they say that science sees that they are pore verove. So first we have to know Chazal knew every science. A person that thinks that Chazal did not know science, he's a me'oretz deiraisa. Chazal was smarter from everyone, they knew everything, and there's no tzad in the world. It's not even a question that you have to answer. There's no suffix about it. Everyone knows that Chazal knew science. They knew before the world started, before they had the telecops, they knew all of the science of the Kiddush Levone and the Kiddush HaChodesh. And it's not even a shaila that people can have a Masel Matan on it to say yes or not. It's not Masel Matan. We know Shuvas Chasam Sefer. It's not Chazal know everything. But Mitzad Sheini, and Sefer Pachaditzvah Kakadmoy, it's really from 300 years ago, he says that Lemaise, the Metzius is that they are part of a rover. They have little eggs. So, there's a big argument. A lot of poskim hold. Chazal say it's not Povarov, it's not Povarov. And you're allowed to take off the lice in Shabbos. You're allowed to take off lice in Shabbos. Lemaiser, Rebbe Eliashiv holds that we are choishesh to the Pachad Yitzchok, that maybe there are Povarov, and Chazal spoke about a different kind of lice. If Chazal spoke in the same lies, so what people think that it's Pora Berove, they don't know what they're talking about. Or that, Sarab Chaim Kanyesi raised out, what Chazal meant, Eino Pora Berove, it's the Fira Oisem Eino. You have to know what it means. So, but what happens to Lemaisa today? Gemara says you're allowed even to kill the lice in Shabbos. So somehow you have to be careful. So lemaisa like this, to take them off the head without killing them, you're allowed to anyway, because the Gemara says that even paroish, that bites, you're allowed to take off, and there's no isul tzeder. Chazal momatu bebokim tzav. Shmuel Zalman says mokim tzar means that they bite you, not that you're scared from them. So if a bee comes in the room, normally he doesn't bite, maybe he'll bite one person, maybe. But everyone gets nervous, there's no head to Shmuel Zalman to catch it. But Chazal will matir, ain't a mean a nitzoy, to do a tzedim, loch she'etzucha legufa, it's only mokim tzar the gufa. When it's not tzar the gufa, Shmuel Zalman says they were not matir. Some want to say that if it's 100% that in the night that mosquito will bite you, it's like Tzara the Gufa. Yeah, I don't know what is the percentage that you get bitten from a mosquito. But a bee, marshal, that doesn't bite. Every sugar that a bee goes in, someone gets bitten. You got bitten on the bee once? Yeah? How many times? One. How many sukkahs you were and bees were inside? Move your fingers, right? So it's not it's not the pshat that is biting you. So why people? Because everyone gets nervous that the bee will bite them. Shmuel Zalman said that Chazal will not matir. Chazal will matir, but it's b'mokim tzar de gufa, or is it tzar de gufa? But so lemaisa, when you have the lice on the head of the kid, you're allowed to take off the lice. How to take it off? Because you comb, you can take off the ear. But if you see the lice, to pick them off, you're allowed to. And the same reason, you know, they have worms. The kids have little worms in their body. You're allowed to take off these worms. It's also But either way, you're allowed to take them off. Because the mokim tzar, not saying you're going to be killing them, is a bigger shayla. Chazetz melocha she'etzricha legufa, and it's ein b'minoy nitzoid. You're allowed to b'mokim tzar legufa to take off side the lice, side the bugs that you have, the little worms that kids have. It's b'mokim tzar. Legabe killing the lice, and the male is no yisul tzeder, and the gemara state you're allowed to. So that is even without b'mokim tzar, because it's ein apora verove. The Bnei holds that we are machmir, maybe the lies that we have are a different kind of lies. But even so, Zog the Bnei Yashiv, that the Moshe, if you can't get rid of them, it's only if you spritz the kid with something that will kill them, we could be so mechan ikere gemore, that lies are ein apore verove, as they state in Chazal, and we don't have to be scared. Say, no one has a tzad that Chazal didn't know. So I wanted to make it very clear. There's no tzad. And we're allowed to mechalal Shabbos and tzmach that. The only tzad that we have is maybe our lies, it's not the lies that they have. We'll stop.